This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Jury deliberations continue this afternoon in the trial of a former deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass. The jury is considering second-degree murder, reckless endangerment, and official misconduct charges against Andrew Buin, a former deputy. The case drew international attention 2 years ago. 22-year-old Glass had called police for help after he crashed his car on a mountain road. In closing arguments yesterday, the defense leaned heavily on Glass's intoxication and the fact Glass had a geology knife in the car. But prosecutors said no one in Clear Creek County should be shot over a DUI. A bill to create a special license plate supporting the Chicano community in Colorado is moving through the state legislature. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The proposed plate features a pair of clasped brown hands against a mountain backdrop and a bright orange sunburst sky. Denise Torres leads the main organization backing the bill. She says it was designed during a seven-hour gathering of nearly two dozen diverse artists from around the state.
As a non-artist, it was just so cool to see how their brains were working, and it was a truly collaborative effort. It was a long but beautiful process.
Torres says the funds raised through the fees to get the special plate will be used to help youth leadership programs and facilitate the well-being of Colorado's Chicano communities. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The first severe storm system of the season is expected to move into northeastern Colorado this afternoon. The National Weather Service says the system probably won't have enough heat or moisture for widespread, long-lasting storms, but there's a small chance for storms packing golf ball-sized hail, 60-mile-per-hour winds, and brief tornadoes, especially in the northeastern corner of the state. In Denver and Colorado Springs, rain chances increase through the day, with a good chance for rain and storms tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.